love Islam. I 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 love Islam.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah Azawajal, how is everyone? I hope you've had a fantastic weekend. And inshallah Azawajal, you're all eager and excited to be watching our program. I know you're not going to go anywhere for the next an hour and a half. Inshallah Azawajal, we've got a very, very beautiful topic. And I've already discussed this to a few little babbies. And they said that, oh, it's going to be exciting. We don't even know half of them. So inshallah Azawajal, as you know, we're going to be learning about the Islamic terms. Yeah, Islamic terms, not your school terms, Islamic terms. What are they? Let me give you a hint and then inshallah I'll introduce you to a very special guest as well, mashallah. The Islamic terms, like for example, what does farz mean? Okay, and inshallah we're going to be discussing about that as well. But before we start going into the program, let's come back to our mashallah guest for today. It's Uncle Tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mashallah, Uncle Tawfiq, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Ji, mashallah, Uncle Tawfiq's all ready to teach us some beautiful knowledge. We've got mashallah Ubaid from Sheffield who's already sent me a message. Salam from Ubaid. Wa alaikum assalam from Uncle Ubaid. How are you doing? Hope you're okay. I hope the whole family is watching. If granddad and grandma are not watching, please, Ubaid, run upstairs, get them downstairs and make them watch the program. Jazakallahu khaira. Jee, today inshallah, so let's start our program with the puzzle. What is the puzzle that we're going to try to find out today? Let's see that on the screen.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
That's the puzzle on the screen. Oh, it's green. It's green. That's very easy. But remember, that's not the answer. It's all muddled up. And you gotta find out which one is the right answer. So if you know what the correct answer is, it's what can we say? What is the answer? What hint can we give them?
Part of your attitude.
It's part of your attitude. So it's regarding an attitude. So inshallah, Azawajal, very easy one today. You don't need to be, you know, ringing your friends around. It's very easy. So inshallah, Azawajal, today our first segment, we're going to try to inshallah Azawajal talk about some of the very important Islamic terminology. Terms that we normally use for everyday life. We're going to start to talk about them. So let's start our first segment. Did you know?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Gee, Uncle Tawfiq, we're going to be learning about the terminologies of Islam. Can you give us some terminologies and explain to them, please, as well?
Some people will be thinking, hey, what's this? Islamic terms.
Yeah.
Hey, and
we've had school terms, but Islamic terms. Hey, hope that's somewhat different there.
And we do have Islamic terms, and they are very important for us to know and to be aware of them. Why are they important for us to know these? That's because the rulings of Islam, there are many do's and don'ts.
Gee.
You know, because it's a children's program, just to make it easy. So in Islam, we have do's, that things you should be doing.
Gee.
There are some things you shouldn't be doing. You need to stay away from them. So in Islam, we have, with the, each act has been given a different level of importance.
Theek.
How important is it to do? Then there's certain things which are less important, and some things which are open. A choice is given. You can do it, it's okay. If you don't do it, it's okay. Similarly, when you look at the don't category, there's things you just don't do it.
No.
It's a straight no.
Gee.
And there's some things that you shouldn't do it. Yeah, but there are some things that, you know,
try to avoid.
So there are different levels of things.
Say
but before
it.
I go into depth and discuss these things, but I want to give you a different understanding first. Why are terminologies important?
Gee.
If you look at any walk of life, be it at school, even, you know, the branches of knowledge, science, maths, English, if you go to school, they'll have the codes. Physics will have certain codes they use in their language, in their textbook, that them codes are specific for their field. And the code that is used in the maths, they'll be slightly different. Yes, for example, physics and electronics, there are certain things which are similar, you know, regarding the electrons and how the current flows, etc. Both their codes are slightly different. So if someone, a physician, was to look at those codes, they will understand a different meaning from the same letters or same codes. Similarly, for someone who's an electrician, and he looks at those codes, he will take a different meaning after them. So like that, in Islam, we have so many terminologies that we have to be aware. We need to know them. Because if we don't know them, we won't know the importance of them.
Yeah, sure. Okay?
So first of all, I want to start off with very important fact, which is when someone accepts the faith of Islam, when you accept the true faith of Islam, what does that mean? This means Iman.
Iman.
So whenever you hear the word Iman, that means the true faith of Islam. So when we say Iman here in a discussion, we mean someone who has a faith, who has the true faith.
Mashallah.
When you say, Ya Allah, protect my Iman, that means protect my true faith and keep me steadfast on Islam. And then the opposite of this, the word is used as kufr. And kufr means disbelief.
Disbelief.
Yeah, disbelief.
Those who are
non-believers. Non-believers. That's what it means.
Okay.
So we need to be aware of these terms. Now, once someone has entered the gate of Islam, he's a Muslim. Now, the rulings of Islam apply on him.
MashaAllah.
And I'm going to talk about the do's now.
MashaAllah.
Okay? So some acts are halal. Initially, are halal and haram. Many of you probably have heard these terms,
halal
and haram. And you think, yeah, what do these mean?
Maybe I think, you know, if the kid is at home, if they can start to write this, they'll be beneficial as well. So if you can get your pen and paper and try to write it, that could be even beneficial, because it's very, very important what we're going to learn today. Sorry to cut you off, Uncle.
So halal means that it is permissible.
Awesome.
You can do this thing. And haram means not allowed.
It's
definitely not allowed. It's a straight no. So whenever you hear something is halal, for example, a particular food, this is haram to eat, that means you can't eat this. If it's halal to eat, yes, you are allowed to eat this. Yeah. Similarly, let's look at the halal category now.
Okay.
So now these are the
Can
dudes.
I just give a shout out to, mashallah, we've got a message straight away. We've got a message from Zainab, Nadeem and Sumaya from London. And they say, we love Islam. Brilliant. And they've also given the correct answer for the puzzle. So, we're getting there now. Oh, sorry, Uncle. Yeah. Sorry.
So now let's look at the do's now. So if those who are writing down, you can write the title do's. So,
do's, oh.
So now let's start from the top.
Yeah.
First one is called fard.
Okay.
In Urdu, the word is used farz.
Farz. Yeah.
So many of people are probably used to hearing the word farz.
Gee.
And so the word fard in Arabic, and that means that you have to do this.
It's compulsory.
There's no other option. As a Muslim,
what examples can we give to the children when we say it's farz?
To read 5 times salah is farz.
MashaAllah. Yeah. As soon as you're born, you've got to offer your 5 times salah.
SubhanAllah. When someone has reached the age of maturity.
Okay.
And this age varies with individuals.
Thick.
For boys, generally the minimum age is about 12, maximum is 15. And for ladies, for girls, the minimum age is about 9 to about 15. So between this age, a person becomes mature.
MashaAllah.
Yeah? And also, the person must have intellect as well. So someone who's not well, know, mentally he's not well, he doesn't understand things, he doesn't know what's happening, what's going on around him, for him it's not farz. Yeah. So now, what was the first term we learned today? Farz.
Farz.
The second one is wajib.
Wajib. Yeah.
Farz, and then now we're learning about wajib.
Wajib.
Wajib is very close to farz.
Necessary.
Yeah? It's necessary.
Jee.
Okay, so farz, we use the word compulsory. Here you can use the word necessary. Both of them are important.
Jee.
So there's no other option, shortcuts to avoid them. No, we have to do them. They're very important for us. So the first was farz. Second is wajib. And wajib means it's important, it's necessary.
Jee.
Yeah. Then you have, but in the level, there are differences, but we don't need to go.
So we've got farz on the top, and then we've got wajib on the bottom.
And okay. Then next to that is sunnah. And you can use the word sunnah mu'akkada. Sunnah mu'akkada, which means emphasized sunnah. It's important. You should be doing this, it's very important. Okay. But it's not necessary. And it's not compulsory.
Yeah,
so it's very preferred. You should do it. It's not good to miss out from this third category.
You shouldn't deliberately miss them.
Yeah.
Gee.
After this, the word can come, you have a sunnah, غير مؤكدة.
غير مؤكدة.
And similarly, you can use the word nafil, sunnah, zawaid, the different terms, they come in similar category.
Okay.
They have a difference between them, but all these three, four, you can keep them in similar
so
category.
So can I mention the latter again?
Come on.
So we've got the farz on the top,
mm-hmm.
That's very important. If you miss them, it's really, really bad, and it's a very big sin. Then you got the wajibs. Okay, so if you miss any wajibs, that is sinful as well. But it's lesser than the farz. Then you said it's sunnat mu'akkada. And then the fourth one is ghair mu'akkada.
Yeah. And now, ghair mu'akkada, sunnah, ghair mu'akkada, which is preferred. You should do it. But if you don't do it, it's not a sin.
I'm just going to read a few messages, Uncle, while mm-hmm. you have some breath and take a little sip of water. Ji. Assalamu alaikum. Rehan Jamil from Manchester. I've read this week's risala. And the puzzle is... I said it last week as well. I'm Abdullah Arshid from Burnley, Farhan Raza, Accrington, Ashariq Sabur Attari, Ikhlas Sabur Attari, Basit Sabur Attari, all from Keithley. It's the Sabur family. That's brilliant. MashaAllah, we've got Sharik Attari. He's giving us the answer. Sumayya Jannat. MashaAllah, she's got the correct answer as well. Hashir from Sheffield, MashaAllah. And we also got, Newcastle upon Tyne. Amina, 9 years old from Newcastle. And we've also got another message coming through, but that is brilliant. SubhanAllah, Azza wa Jal. Gee, so Uncle today is teaching us about some of the terminologies of Islam. We hear them every day, but what were they? We never knew them. But inshallah, gee, Uncle, if you can move forward, please.
So we've done farz, wajib, sunnah mu'akkada, sunnah ghair mu'akkada.
MashaAllah.
Then you have nafl. Nafl means, or the other word is used is mustahab. So nafl, mustahab means it's desirable. It's good to do. If you do, it's optional, but it's good to do and you will get rewards for it. Then the last one that I want to mention today is called mubah.
Mubah.
Yeah, mubah means if you do it, it's okay. If you don't do it, that's okay as well.
If something is
it's not forbidden.
Yeah, it's not forbidden, then it is allowed.
Yeah.
And that's very important to know that.
So now, this was the category of do's.
Do's.
So these are things that we have to
do. That's do's.
Yeah, they're very important. Now, let's look at the other side now. Don'ts.
Do nots.
Do not.
Yeah.
Don'ts.
Do nots.
Whatever you want to call it.
No.
Yeah. We talked about farz, which was compulsory.
Compulsory.
Now, the opposite of in the don'ts category, we have haram, we have makruh, tahrimi. So haram means forbidden,
don't even
not allowed,
there.
Full stop. Makruh, tahrimi, very close to haram. Yeah, which means that you shouldn't do this, you need to stay away from it. Yeah, but it's not haram, but it's very close to haram.
Gee.
Yeah? Then you have makruh, tanzihi. Makruh, tanzihi means it's disliked. Is better to avoid. Don't do it. So now let's do a comparison now. So if someone missed out the farz, so farz was compulsory and he missed out. So what happens? He has committed haram.
Allah.
Yeah. So if someone didn't do farz, now what is he doing? He's doing haram. So, you know, if look at it both ways, where salah is farz to read, similarly, to not read salah is haram. Yeah. Next category was wajib, which was very important. Yeah. So opposite of wajib, scholars say it is makruh tahrimi. Yeah, makruh tahrimi. So again, makruh tahrimi is very close to haram. Yeah. Then you have sunnah. Generally, sunnah, opposite of sunnah is actually another word called isa'at. Okay. Yeah, this is a term maybe a lot of people have heard this before. Yeah. So if someone misses out a sunnah, then he is doing isa'at. Yeah, which is going against the sunnah.
Okay.
Then you have the nafl and the ghair mu'akkada or nafl or mustahab akda, he misses out, he doesn't do it. Then this will come in the category of makruh tanzihi. Yeah. So it's opposite of mustahab. Then you have which was allowed, permissible. Yeah, and if you don't do it, you know, it's both similar. So mubah will be both mubah categories.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to read a few messages whilst we give you a little break. Salam, my name is Jamalul Qadri from Glasgow. I love the program. I love Islam. Do dua for my family and my Ustad Saab Mansoor Awais. Inshallah, salam. Wa alaikum as-salam. Amina from Manchester. Jee, assalamu alaikum, uncle. This is Muhammad Farhan from Aston, Birmingham. I reckon the answer is, can you give salam to my dad, Arfan from Aston? MashaAllah, I've done it. Jee, I'm 9 years old. MashaAllah, Aisha Siddiqa's answer. Assalamu alaikum, I hope you're okay. The answer to the puzzle is from Inaya Rahman, Birmingham. My name is Murtaza Arfan from Dewsbury. Correct, Murtaza, that's brilliant, mashallah. Binte Sajid from Luton, Halima from Halifax, Ubaid Raza from Bradford, Sayan Hussein from Worcester. And I've got a messenger, he says, thanks for such a beautiful program. My old family watch it regularly. Stay blessed and happy. Saqib from Glasgow. Jazakallah, many, many hundreds of messages, and inshallah I'll be going through them one by one, hopefully inshallah. So what uncle is teaching us today is about some of the terminologies of Islam. Now we mentioned about haram. Mm-hmm. Now to stay away from haram is farz.
Yes.
Not to commit a haram is farz. So these are the opposites. Now another very important thing I want to chip me answer in here is, mm-hmm. for example, if someone, for example, to offer you five times salah is farz-e-ayn, farz. Now, anyone who says, ma'azallah, that it is not farz, then he will be going on to the opposite side. Yani, ma'azallah, he can go into the side of disbelief. So it's very important. So
here, there's an important matter that we need to understand, that if someone doesn't perform the farz, but he knows that he's doing wrong, so he knows something is farz, but he's not doing it due to laziness and he's not focused. In that case, he is committing haram, which is not good. It's a major sin in Islam. It's Allah really bad. Yeah? However, if someone, he's rejecting the farziyat, the word is used, he's rejecting the status of something that is farz. For example, salah is farz in Islam and he's saying, no, it's not farz. Salah is not needed. Yeah. Now he's rejecting the hukum of Islam. In that case, this will actually go into disbelief.
Allahu Akbar.
It will take someone, it's a word of disbelief that would take someone out of Islam.
We've got Rayan Siddiq.
And if someone has ever done that, they need to make a sincere tawbah and ask Allah for forgiveness.
Forgiveness, yes, definitely. Okay, mashallah, we're going to see the puzzle on the screen. If you guys missed it, then this is the puzzle for this week. We've got some calls ready as well. Let's take these calls and then let's take this program further on, inshallah.
My name is Aisha. I am from Berlin. Today I'm going to read Surah Fil. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadlil. Wa arsala alayhim tayran ababil. Tarmihim bihijaratin min sijjil. Faja'alahum ka'asfin ma'kul. Sadaqallahu al-azim. I am Abdullah Arshad from Burnley. I want to read you one surah. Kul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. My name is Asha Arshad. I am from Burnley. Me and one more person read the booklet of this week called Has Sahabiye Nabi Jannati Jannati.
My name is Ibrahim Munir. I am from Glasgow. I have watched Has Sahabiye Nabi Jannati Jannati with my family. Please make dua for me and my family. Jazakallah khairan.
My name is Ibrahim Masood. I live in Glasgow, Scotland. I've watched the Madni channel Har Sahabi Jannati Jannati. Can you please do dua for me and my family?
Gee, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. That was brilliant. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. For those who read the Kalam, the Tilawat of the Quran, that was amazing, mashallah. It takes courage to get them recorded, you know. We've also got Iqra Fatima Deen, aged four, only four. MashaAllah, from Tinsley S9, we watch your program together as a family every week, and that's how it should be every week as well. Jazakallah, Ikra. I hope you're okay, MashaAllah. Jee, Assalamu Alaikum. My name is Adam from Middlesbrough. Oh, that's a new town. We've got some people, MashaAllah. Jazakallahu Khaira. So many others that are coming through. So, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Rehan Siddiq from Sheffield has sent us the correct answer. It's on the screen now. You can see it as well. So if you missed it, what is the correct answer to the puzzle? And we'll go over to Uncle because he's teaching us a few important things. Ji, Uncle.
The next category that we're going to learn today are the five pillars.
Five pillars.
And these are very important for us to know because this is the foundation of Islam.
Mashallah.
It's the foundation of a Muslim's life. And we have to recognize these words. We have to understand them so we know what role they have in our life and when to perform these acts. Number one is Shahada. Shahada means to accept the faith of Islam, to believe in Allah and to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the last and final messenger of Allah. So after Shahada, next comes Salah.
Salah.
Salah. And Salah means to Muslims have to perform five times Salah every day.
MashaAllah.
So this act here is a daily activity.
Yes? I just want to have that. I've got a message from Aisha Fahim Attariya, and she says, I read my namaz with me mother.
Oh,
that's brilliant, Aisha. So I just thought I was really interlinking it together.
MashaAllah. So Salah is something that we have to do five times every day. Then the third one is Sawm. Sawm is the word that we need to remember. Sawm, and this means to fast during the month of Ramadan.
MashaAllah.
Yeah? So every year. Third term that we just learned now was Sawm, which means to fast during the month of Ramadan. Number four is called Zakah. Okay? Zakah, which means to give charity. We give in the way of Allah. There is a specific ruling regarding that. And you do this once in a year. You give 2.5% of your possessions.
MashaAllah.
This is for adults. So zakah is a very important thing. This is something that we do to help the needy,
and
to increase the brotherhood,
the
unity, and there's so many blessings.
That's
this.
Very important, isn't it, children, that we need to help all those needy Muslims who need our help. We can help them as well. But it's only for adults. Little babies can't give zakah. No, correct. Okay.
And the fifth pillar of Islam is the Hajj. Yeah, the beautiful journey of Hajj. This is a lifetime pillar. So you only do this at minimum once in a lifetime, and only this is only for those who have the means. So who have the wealth, who have the means to go on this journey to the holy Mecca and perform the rituals of Hajj.
How many children have been to Hajj or Umrah?
MashaAllah. So these were the five pillars of Islam. What was the first one? Shahada.
Shahada.
Salah.
Salah.
Sawm.
Sawm.
Zakah.
Zakah.
And the Hajj.
The Hajj.
Five pillars of Islam. So please, you know, remember them and this, hold them very, you know, valuable to your heart, inshallah.
MashaAllah. We've got Zulaykha Mujahid from Dewsbury. The answer to the puzzle is not telling you till the end. Jee, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. We've also got a message from Humaira Jannat. My son and daughter have drawn the love, I love Islam drawings. We are from Manchester and their names are Salina Kosar and Hasnain Ahmed. That's brilliant, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, Uncle Rafaqat. Ubaidur Rahman from Rotherham. Also, I've had a weekly booklet. Assalamu alaikum, Shayan Hassan from Oldham. I have solved the puzzle. That's brilliant. You solved it. That's excellent stuff. You and Uncle Tawfiq are doing an excellent job. I love Islam. We haven't even mentioned the name of the program. Are you all ready to shout out the name of the program, inshallah? If you are, then with your family, yes, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, everyone, let's shout out the name of the program.
I love Islam.
MashaAllah, of course we love Islam. Islam is a beautiful program. On the other hand, it's a beautiful religion. Allah says in the Quran, Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. MashaAllah. Gee, that brings us to the end of our first segment. And inshallah, Azawajal, let's move to our next segment, which is Words of Wisdom.
I love Islam. 14.
Words of wisdom, and we can see them on the screen. What are words of wisdom? These are the beautiful sayings of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Remember, whenever you say the word Muhammad, yeah, and you are talking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kiss your thumbnails and put them onto your eyes, rub them on your eyes and say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's all do it together. Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Gee, uncle, can you teach us the hadith, please?
SubhanAllah, it's that time again where we get this chance to learn the Arabic words from the hadith. And it's a great blessing for us to learn this. And I think, you know, whilst we are on this segment, please try to read these words and correct your pronunciations and try to memorize this. And it's not difficult, it's very easy. Come on, let's get together, inshallah. Let's get going. You can here there's two things to keep in mind.
Oh, technical. Uncle's been technical. A bit technical this week.
The word is man raghiba. The first phrase is man raghiba. But if you want to read it fluently, then you can also say mar raghiba. So the noon becomes silent. It gets merged into the ra. There's a special rule of idgham, which those people who have learnt Madani Qaida is in lesson number 14.
14, mashallah.
So should we read it with man to make it easy?
I think man will be easy.
We'll keep it separate, yeah? So man raghiba.
Man raghiba.
Man raghiba.
Man raghiba.
Man raghiba.
Man raghiba.
An sunnati.
An sunnati.
An sunnati.
An sunnati.
An sunnati.
An sunnati.
Man raghiba.
Man raghiba.
An sunnati.
An sunnati.
Man raghiba.
من راغب
عن سنتي
عن سنتي
فليس
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 مني
مني
فليس
فليس
مني
مني
فليس
فليس
مني
مني
فليس
فليس
مني
مني
من راغب
من راغب
عن سنتي
عن سنتي
فليس
فليس
مني
مني
من راغب
من راغب
عن سنتي
عن سنتي
فليس
فليس
مني
مني
يفصل.
من راغب
عن
سنتي فليس مني
سبحان الله ما شاء الله.
Alian from Oldham, I love your program. I love Islam. You and Uncle Tawfiq are doing an excellent, the one was great, this is excellent job teaching children about Allah, His prophets and angels. I figured out what the puzzle is, mashallah. Ji Noor Fatima from Bradford, and also Aisha Dawood from Farnworth, Suwaib from Bradford, Aiza Haris from Manchester, mashallah, and it says Zainab, mashallah, Nu'man Fatima, Shaban Raza, Hamid Raza, Noman Raza, Ummul Qura, Ummul Khair, and Huria from Bradford, mashallah. Oh, we've also got a message from Malawi. We gave a shout out, didn't we? So I've got Assalamu alaikum, uncle. It's Jumu'ah Sanud from her, and we get her message every single week. And I love Islam. The whole family is watching the program. Give salam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal Jazakallah. Qasim Raza from Bradford. Ismail Raza from Bradford. Ji uncle. We've also got Laiba from Huddersfield sent us an answer.
A hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Man raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni. Let's try to understand this.
Ji.
Man raghiba means the one who turns away an sunnati from my sunnah, from my way. Falaysa minni. Has nothing to do with me.
Allah.
So the one who turns away from my sunnah has nothing to do with me. So if you look at this, it's actually a scary one.
It definitely is.
That, you know, if you're not following the sunnah, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that you are not from me. And you know, as Muslims, you know, we have to follow the sunnah. This is the only way for us, the means of guidance, the mean of straight path, which will take us to Jannah.
Yeah?
So here, you know, it's like a lesson for us that, you know, we have to follow the Sunnah. You know, here, sometimes people think, so Sunnah, the only terminology that we just learned, we have Farz, Wajib, Sunnah. Yeah?
Yeah.
So some people think it's the word Sunnah. Yeah. If you look at it in deep, so Farz and Wajib are not Sunnah. They are Sunnah as well. In fact, Farz and Wajib, they are that Sunnah that are so, so important that they become Farz. They become compulsory. So important, so they are Sunnah. But they're so important that they are Farz and they are Wajib. And even the Sunnah Mu'akkada is something that, you know, you don't want to miss out.
No, definitely not. And because you mentioned a few important things, we've got 5 important audio calls coming up soon. Yeah. So let's listen to these audio calls. Inshallah. Gee, can we have the audio calls, please?
My name is Hasne Kamran and I live in Glasgow, Scotland, and I have watched the Money Channel, Har Sahabi, Jannati, Jannati. And please do dua for me and my family. Allah Hafiz.
My name is Arvad Dadi and I am 4 years old. Har Sahabi, Nabi, Jannati, Jannati, Har Sahabi, Nabi, Jannati, Jannati.
I'm from Berlin. My name is Naheed. I want to recite you one dua. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lillazi fatara as-samawati wal-ard hanifu wa ma'ana minal mushrikeen.
I am calling from Huddersfield. This is the dua for Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabin wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Jazakallahu khayra.
My name is Fazan Bashir. I'm from Glasgow, Scotland. I study at Madrasatul Medina. I have read this week's Risala, Har Sahabi Inabi Jannati Jannati. Please could you do dua for me and my family? Jazakallahu khair.
Ji, mashallah Azza wa Jal. That was brilliant. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. A majority of the kids have read the Risala, and it was a very, very important booklet as well today. And we've had that little 4-year-old little babi saying there, you know, mashallah, Har Sahabi Jannabi Jannati Jannati. So that was an excellent one as well. We've also got Huzaifa, mashallah, from London, who's given us the correct answer. Huzaifa says, I was out and about, but don't worry, remember that I love Islam. Huzaifa, you cannot miss this program, I'm telling you. Rahil from Huddersfield, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, has also given the correct answer. We've also got, mashallah, Ifra and Fatima from, mashallah, Manchester, I guess. And we've also got message. And Jazakallah, Uncle, we are watching program I Love Islam and we love it. Brilliant. I read 5 times namaz with my mom.
Wow.
That is brilliant. Now we're seeing the results. SubhanAllah. I'm very, very proud of that, mashallah. Faizan Khan from Bradford as well, mashallah. 6-year-old, mashallah, from Sheffield. Ali Salim with help from his sister Sumayya Salim. Obviously. Gee. Aliza Ehtisham, age 7. And Anaya, mashallah. And also we got Sabrina Sadiq from South Africa. Where South Africa is on the south of Africa. Brilliant, I think. That's what the Quran. The last message then, we'll carry on with the program. Assalamu alaikum. I love Madini channel. My name is Muhammad Hassanain Khamran and I'm from Glasgow, Scotland. I love your channel. Har Sahabiye Nabi Jannati Jannati. Zainal Butun Ahmed Raza from Luton and Umar from London, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. And we've got many, many other messages. We're going to read them out. Uncle, man raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni. The one who turns away from my sunnat is not amongst us. So that really means that, you know, for us Muslims, the best role model is not a footballer, not a boxer, not a cartoon. The best role model is
our beloved Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our best role model. We don't need to go elsewhere. So inshallah, unlike...
There's a beautiful saying that in life, choose the best. If you want to do something in career or generally you want to do something for your life or you're bored, you want to do something, what should you do? When you have loads of options, choose the best. And what is the best? The best is the sunnah of Rasulullah
SubhanAllah. Ayan Asif from Shawcross, Dewsbury, mashallah, sent in a message as well. And definitely, you know, if you want to choose something best in it, choose the best. You know, like we learnt about paradise, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you ask for paradise, ask for Jannatul Firdaus. Ask for the best thing. You know, in life as well, whenever we want to choose something, we always choose the best for ourselves. Again, when you want to choose a best role model, why choose these, and these? Why not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, for all of us who are watching at home, the grandmas, the grandpas, the mother, the father, and all of the little children, our best role model is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why we act upon his sunnah.
So now we have to learn about the sunnah.
Gee.
Now if you want to act upon the sunnah, you have to learn about it.
Gee.
And what? How do we do that?
That's we watch I Love Islam and we learn about it as well.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. There's a beautiful booklet for those who like reading books.
Oh, mashallah.
If they go to the Dawood Sami website, www.dawoodislami.net,
mashallah,
and go to book section and type in 101 Madani Pearls.
Okay.
And download this book, maybe 30, 40 pages. And it's got loads of sunnah that we can practice in our daily life. Sunnah of eating, sunnah of sleeping, sunnah of waking up, sunnah of talking to someone. When you talk to someone, there's a way of talking. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us how to talk. What are the manners of talking?
Islam is a complete religion. You know, alhamdulillah, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the reasons for him to come to this world is to teach us. We need to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any way or form. As soon as we find out this is a sunnah, let's try to act upon it as well.
Hafsab, in this hadith park, we learn that the one who turns away from my sunnah has nothing to do with me.
Allahu Akbar.
So that shows the importance of sunnah. And in another narration, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, whoever loves my sunnah, he loves me.
SubhanAllah.
And whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah.
SubhanAllah. And we all love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't we? So we're going to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise as well, inshallah.
So there's a beautiful, interesting thing that we can learn today. That, you know, in the Quran and in different hadith, we learn, you know, in some parts of Allah Ta'ala mentions that if you do this, you get so much reward and so many blessings. Then there are verses in the Quran where we learn that if you don't do this, then this is the, you know, punishment, or this is what's going to happen to you. So if you look at it from both ways, one side, you're being encouraged to perform good acts.
Subhanallah.
The other side, you're being scared, you're being told to stay away from them. Don't do these things. You're being told off from not doing them things. And why is there both sides? As scholars mention that, you know, the person's mood changes.
Mashallah.
You know, sometimes you're happy, you're looking for inspiration. Them narrations, them ahadith, them verses of the Quran, which talk about the Jannah and, you know, the reward and blessings. When you read them, they're enough for you to, you know, move forward in life and to perform those acts. Sometimes, you know, you become so stubborn, you're in a naughty mode, then you're not listening to anyone.
Oh, that's a new one, alert, naughty mode.
then you need to be told off straight.
Gee.
You say, don't do this. If you do this, that's what's going to happen. There's consequences. Yeah. So like that, you know, from these two narrations that we just talked about today, you know, one side, you'll be being told if you love the Sunnah, you will be with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But if you don't follow the Sunnah, then Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you're not with me. So both ways, so whatever is your taste, you know, use these narrations and let's get moving. Let's do something good in life.
MashaAllah. I've got loads of messages. Let me just read out the messages as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa alaikum assalam. My name is Sabrina from South Africa. I'm 8 years old. I've been in Umrah with my parents in 2019. I really liked it there, but Safa to Marwa made me tired. Oh, but that's what it's all about. You know, you were tired for who? For the sake of Allah. That's brilliant, mashaAllah. Umar 13 from London. MashaAllah, Salam, we have learned all of the terminologies. That's brilliant. Uncle, we love this program. We are sitting together and watching your program. We love your Punjabi, Aizu Ahmed. Hey, galo ina fira. Ji, mashaAllah. Milad Raza, watching from Blackheath, Sandwell. Where's Sandwell?
It's in the sand.
It's not in the sand, is it? Well, if you can help us out, please, where is Sandwell?
I hope it's not the bottom of the well.
No. It's the sand in the bottom of the well. Gee, mashallah. We've got Hasnain from Glasgow, Ruqayya, Hassan and Hussein from Sheffield, mashallah. Hussam Amin, also Zishan, 8 years old from Nottingham. I have been to Umrah, mashallah. My name is Shaban Hassan from Oldham. I've solved the problem. Brilliant, Shaban. What was the problem? Oh, he says puzzle. Oh, my. That puzzled me there. Gee, my name is Usman from Tinsley. And the message, mashallah, Azawajal. Gee, uncle, we've got about 3 minutes to talk about the Sunnah. So who our role model should be? For example, you know, if your mom and dad say that I'm not going to talk to you because you didn't listen to me, because you didn't listen to what I said to you, I'm not going to talk to you. You know, sometimes mom and dad say, right, from now on, you're not going to do this because you didn't listen to me. Just imagine. On the day of judgment, if the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you did not listen to me, so therefore I've got nothing to do with you.
Allah.
Where are we going to go then? Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the only one that will start off the shafa'at. He's going to help us. So let's love him. And by loving him means that we act upon what he said. And we'll be with him in paradise. Who wants to see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? I want to.
Inshallah.
So before we do that, we need to be acting upon his sunnahs. Gee, mashallah. We've got Sandwell is close to Birmingham. Mashallah. Okay, Jazakallah khairah. We know that Sandwell is close to. See, we always learn every time. Jazakallah khairah. Let's move on, inshallah. But before we do, let's take some video calls.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna adhanahu fi laylatul qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr li khayrun min alf shahr. Tanazzalu al malaikatu wal ruh. والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم عليك وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله بلا لو پھر مجھے شاہ بحروں پر مدینے میں پھر ہوتا ہوا آؤ تیرے در پر مدینے میں.
جی ماشاء اللہ عز و جل. We've got a message from Inayat Raza Attari. Inayat Raza Attari says, I went to Umrah in 2014. My name is Farhad from Sheffield. Muhammad Ibrahim from Sheffield. Uncle, can you put the puzzle back on the screen? Okay, we're going to put the puzzle once more, only because someone said so. We'll put the puzzle on the screen and inshallah, let's see if you can get this as well. Dear Uncle, we're at the end of our segment, but if you can wrap it up for us.
So one lesson that we learned today from this beautiful hadith is that whenever you hear that something is sunnah, this act is sunnah, then run for it. You know, make sure you're there, be energetic, and try to do the act soon as possible.
Mashallah.
Don't wait, don't delay for things. You know, always go and run and try to get more rewards and blessings, inshallah.
Mashallah. That's a very beautiful closing remarks by Uncle Tawfiq. Don't wait to act upon something good. Do it straight away, because why? Your heart might change, because that's why it's called a qalb. It changes. You know, it's like sometimes you want to do something good and then you think, nah, I'll do something else. And then sometimes your heart says, I should read the Quran. And then a minute later you say, no, I'm too tired. So don't wait for the heart. When it's to do with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to do it straight away. Before we finish this segment, let me read out a few more messages. Jafar and Dawood, we are from Manchester. We love Islam. We've been reading the Quran for more than 3 hours in madrasa. Brilliant. Make dua, Jafar becomes a hafiz. Insha'Allah. Ji, also we've got, thanks for your kind duas, uncle. Please keep us in your dua. Dawood, Umar from London, mashallah. And also Maryam and Hassan. We live in Manchester, mashallah. And also, we've got a message from Ibrahim, mashallah. That's brilliant. Jazakallah khaira. That brings us to the end of our second segment. Now, our segment is Quote of the Week.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Gee, that is the quote of today. People are paying no attention to the best act of worship, humility. Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. What a beautiful quote from a very beautiful woman in Islam, one of the greatest women in Islam. And she was a faqiha, she was an alima, she was the greatest scholar, and she was one of the beloved wives of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she's mentioning about humility, that people don't pay attention to humility. Uncle Tawfiq, can you mention about humility?
Hafsa, first thing that comes to my mind when I read these words was that this quote was said over 1400 years ago.
Gee.
And that was the state at that time, that people were not paying attention to humility and
humility,
the importance,
yeah,
of the, in Arabic, in Urdu we use the word ajzi, being humble, you know, being down to the earth.
Gee.
That was a state 1400 years ago, and just imagine how worse it's gone now in the modern era, that people, they're just not bothered, you know, about having good character. They're not bothered about improving their personality. What they all do, they just want more wealth. They just want, they always think about themselves, that they just want the luxury and entertainment and fun time, all these things, but they forget about the beauties, that the real beauties for their own personality. And humility means to be down to the earth,
to be humble.
Don't think that you are bigger than someone else.
Yeah.
For example, if we see someone your friend, someone from your family or neighbors, don't never think that person is lower than you.
Yeah. And also don't put, sometimes, I don't know if you see that, I've seen little kids say, my dad's got a better car than your dad. You know, and kids say that. Don't say that. You're humiliating the other person. Yeah. So we need to be really, really careful. And like Uncle said, don't think that you are better than the other. My voice is better than your voice. I'm more beautiful than you are.
So the example that you give, Hafsa, regarding the car. So my dad's car is better than your dad's car. So when you say that sentence, what you're indirectly doing, you're telling that person that your dad's car hasn't got a nice car.
Yeah.
It's really bad. It doesn't look nice. And you know, when you said this sentence, you know what you just done? You've hurt someone's heart.
Yeah. You've broken someone's heart. And as they say, once a heart is broken, it can never be bent. You can't put super glue on the heart and put it back together again. Jay, we've got some audio calls. And in that meantime, Uncle, you can think of more ideas to tell us as well. Jay, can we listen to the audio calls? And we've got some posters as well. Let's look at them.
My name is Muhammad Fizan Khan. I am 9 years old. I am calling from Bradford. Today I would like to read Suratul Zilzal. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Iza zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha wa akhrajatil ardu athqalaha wa qala al insanu ma laha yawma idhin tuhaddithu ahbaraha li anna rabbaka awha laha yawma idhin yashtudun nasu ashtatan li yaraw a'malahum fa man ya'mal mithqala dhatin khayran yarah wa man ya'mal mithqala dhatin sharran يا الله صدق الله العظيم جزاك الله خيرا
رغب عن سنتي فليس من
من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني.
My name is Aisha. I am from Bali. Today I'm gonna read you the hadith of the day. من رغب سنتي فليس مني.
My name is Usman Jilani from Sheffield. من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. The one who turns away from my sunnah has nothing to do with me. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
I'm from Berlin. My name is Abdullah Ajrad. I'm going to read you today's hadith. من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني.
My name is Amina and I am from Bolton, UK. The hadith for today is من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. The one who turns away from my sunnah has nothing to do with me.
I am Mustafa Khan from Sheffield. I memorize the words of wisdom. من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني.
I am Ahmed Reza Khan from Luton and I am going to read the hadith about من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني.
My name is Adi Salim and I am going to recite the hadith. من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني.
My name is Laiba Fatima from Huddersfield. Today I am going to read today's hadith. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Man raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Look at all them beautiful posters. Someone's written the hadith sunnat as well. Oh, we've got a winner from last week as well. MashaAllah, Azawajal. Some beautiful posters. That is brilliant, excellent. That means that you put a lot of effort into that. MashaAllah, Azawajal, that excellent. And we've also, was it Aliyan?
Aliyan from Oldham.
Aliyan from Oldham, MashaAllah. He's got his prize. So Aliyan, congratulations. We've got Muhammad Uzair Nadim from St. Ives, Cambridgeshire. Also, MashaAllah, fantastic Islamic program. Please shout out to Bristol. Bristol, MashaAllah. Yeah. Assalamu alaikum. I'm from Birmingham. My name is Muhammad Hamza Hassan. The answer to the riddle. Ooh, not a puzzle, it's a riddle. We've got to change it. It's called a riddle from now on, lads and lasses. Gee, but it's also a puzzle.
Hafsa, we were talking about humility earlier.
Gee.
I've got two examples in my mind. Number one, if you're talking to someone, that person is either older than you in age or younger than you.
Gee.
If that person is older than you, then think in your mind, this person has had more chance to perform good deeds.
Subhanallah.
So he's probably got more rewards and blessings than you. And then if that person is younger than you, then you should think that this person has had less chance to do sins in age-wise. So he's probably got less sins. So I've got more sins than him. So always, you know, look at yourself as the person who needs to improve. Never think you're bigger than someone. Even, you know, on the apparent side, that person might just look like a normal person. He may not have like a get up of a pious person or a scholar or something. He looks like a normal person from the street. Even then, who knows? No, we are not here to determine, yeah, you know, I'm better than you and who's better than this. Yeah, we don't do that. Always be humble. Always think good about other people. The second example I had in my mind was that, especially, you know, when it comes to us and when we are in the court of Allah Ta'ala, you know, when we are praying namaz, or we're raising our hands and we're making dua, we should always believe that we are really bad. We are the worst people. We've done so much wrong in our life, and we should ask Allah for forgiveness. Never feel that, oh, I've reached, you know, big milestones and I've done so many good deeds. And because the fact is that even if you have had done so many good deeds, so many nice, beautiful actions, but we have no guarantee that they are accepted in the court of Allah. No, we don't know, did we do them for Allah or did we do them to show off? So we have no guarantee, and we will only find out on the day of judgment. So always do good things and then leave it in the court of Allah and then just move on in life. Yeah, don't ever think that, yeah, I've done something. Yeah, you know, it's good to have that confidence, that's something else. But here, never feel that other people are lower than you. This is what humility is.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. A very beautiful explanation, uncle, about humility as well. Now, we've come to the end of our segment about these Islamic quotes. One of the reasons why we mention these quotes, and these are very, very famous personalities and blessed personalities. You might be called, many of you will be called Aisha, but alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, she is the mother of all the believers. So mashallah, very beautiful quote from her. So I hope inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we can follow her footsteps and be pious like she was as well. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, what we need to do now is we need to move forward to the next round, and that is we need to tell the people what the correct puzzle is. Are you ready at home? Do you want to know what the correct answer was? Every answer that I have had, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, they've all been correct. But inshallah, Azza wa Jal, what we're going to do now is we need to see what the correct puzzle is. Please let us see on the screen. Ready, everyone at home?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
Oh, it's anger. Anger. A-N-G-R. Anger. And mashallah, majority of them, well, I think 100% of them got it right this week. Wow. Anger is the correct answer. Can we just talk about anger? What is anger? I've heard anger is haram, is it? Is it?
Yeah, look, we have to understand what anger is first. Yeah, anger is a natural emotion in a human being.
True.
Yeah, it can come to you can have that feeling of anger, you know, at different moments of life. It's like it's a reaction of things that happen in front of you. So, like the way you are happy sometimes, you're enjoying yourself, you're having fun times. Similarly, sometimes things that go against your taste, that makes you angry. And so generally, being angry or getting the anger in you, this is not haram. Okay, it's not forbidden. Generally, is anger is haram. That's not true, like some people think. So that's wrong to say that. So anger is something that is a natural emotion, and it's normal for someone to have that as part of their life. However, you have to manage the anger. Yeah. Generally, if you look at our life, day-to-day routine, people get angry for no reasons, for no valid reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So them type of situations, it's not allowed. You can call it misusing anger is wrong. Now you can put it up like this if you want. And for example, you know, at home, you know, your mom cooked something for you and you didn't like the taste. And what happens? you snap, you break up, and you start screaming, "Mom, why did you do this? Why did you do that? You didn't even make nice food for me today." And for example, you know, if there was a glass next to you, you'll whack it on the floor, you'll break into pieces, you'll bang on the doors, and you'll
start
go crazy.
You'll breaking the eggs.
Yeah? You'll do all sort of things. You know what you're going to be doing? You're going to do things that you won't even know what you're doing. Because when you're in that state, you're not in control of yourself. Yeah, and that is like, it's a scary state, because look, you can, in anger, you can break a glass, but now once you cool down, the glass is not going to come back, you know, become
a... No, definitely
It's going to go in the bin now. Yeah. Similarly, when you were angry at someone, your mom, your dad, your uncles, your friends, you've broken their heart into pieces. Now, you know, it's not just like easy to say, "Sorry, oh, I'm really sorry," but... No, if you have a habit of saying sorry too many times, you know, then your sorry doesn't mean anything to that person.
No.
Yeah, it won't have any value. They know, okay, I'm sorry, but I'm going to do it again. And it's that type of attitude, which is wrong. Yeah, another example of being angry is you're messing about in school, you're being a naughty boy, a naughty girl, and your teacher tells you off.
Yeah.
What happens? You flip at the teacher, you start screaming, and you know, that results, as a consequence of this, you end up being excluded. And that's what happens if you be angry. You get up, you get onto the wrong side, you know, of the journey, and you know, and people around you, they don't look at you as good person. Then you lose your dignity. You lose your, you know, people don't respect you anymore. For example, if someone around you, from your family, from your friends, from your neighbors, if they find out that this person is always being angry, he has a hot temper, you know, something small happens, he flips, he goes crazy. And if your people around you, they have this mindset that this person, he gets angry too quick, then that's not a good sign for you.
No,
that's
definitely
like, that's like a bad spot in your character.
People will think that person's always angry. He's not a good person.
Yeah. And the person who's angry all the time, you know, he might think, I'm in the control. I'm giving tough time to other people. But you're not. It's harming you. It's affecting you. Your behavior is getting from bad to worse now. Yeah, and then you're gonna lose control. It's gonna get worse and worse. Yeah, you need to sort it out. Mm-hmm. We need to look out for the cures as well. So anger, if you look at it from this angle, anger is a problem. It's an illness. It's a disease which we need to find a
cure. And especially
cure.
If that anger is in little children, imagine when you grow up and you're still angry, you're gonna do something really bad and you're gonna regret it for the rest of your life. So don't be angry at home, especially with your mom and dad. If they tell you off something, they'll say, "I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to eat that." And you start crying, "I'm a little baby." Don't do that. Just say, "Mom, whatever you say to me, dad, whatever, I will listen to you." That's what good boys and good girls are like.
Our beautiful religion of Islam teaches us the importance of controlling yourself and being, you know, calm. In one of the beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, is reported that the person who controls his anger despite having the ability and power to react, Allah Almighty will fill his heart with contentment and faith.
MashaAllah.
It's a beautiful feeling that when you control yourself, that you could have screamed, you could have done something wrong, you could have punched on someone, but you controlled yourself, you didn't hurt anyone, you stayed calm. And this, the feeling that you will get in your heart is just amazing. The coolness, the comfort, you won't get this if you're going to show the anger.
MashaAllah. I think Uncle Tawfiq's done a very good job in explaining to us about anger. So from now on, inshallah, no anger. We're going to keep a cool head. That doesn't mean keep an ice pack on your head. It just means just don't be angry.
I'm going to read out some actions, some cures for anger. So if anyone can be focused and switched on.
A vaccine for anger.
The vaccine for anger now. Come on. So if you think that you've got anger problem, here's a solution.
Take this vaccine.
Yeah. Number one, make a habit of reading A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Read wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Get these words frequently on your tongue. Whenever you're angry, just zip it. Stay quiet. Remain silent. And if you're angry because you get hot, what do you need to do? make your way upstairs, perform ablution, do wuzu. Yeah, if you do wuzu, inshallah, this will calm you down, inshallah. And also sniff water into the nose as well. And then if you're standing,
if they sniff water into the nose,
not all the way up there, yeah. Right. Like when you do wuzu,
don't wash your brain from
there. Yeah, don't wash your brain. Okay. You're just cooling yourself down. And there's a reason for that. And but here, because I'm limited with time, just mentioning a few important things. If you're standing and you became angry, then what should you do? Sit down. Yeah, because if you're standing and you're angry, you might do something.
You might fall off.
Yeah, you might fall off. But here, you might get into a physical.
No, you might have a fight with someone, yeah.
So sit down. And if you're sitting down, then have a lie down and cling on to the earth. You know, hold on to the earth. You know, earth, you know, they say when you touch the earth, it's earth material. What it does, it cools you down. It makes
it
you
takes
real.
All the electricity charge out of your body.
And they say,
I learned that in science.
And there's another beautiful tip that we can keep in mind, that if you place your cheek on the ground, it will really cool you down.
MashaAllah.
And then if you're in the state of wuzu and you became angry, then perform sajda.
So if I'm playing with my friends in the park and I get angry, what I need to do is just sleep on the ground, I'll get better.
SubhanAllah. First of all, you stay quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shh. Don't say anything. Jeez. Because if you say things, there's good chance you're going to say so many bad things and then you're going to regret anyway. So you better stay quiet. And you stay quiet. And I think one important thing that you keep in mind is that, you know, when you became angry at something, then don't keep it in your heart.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes what happens with us, we stay quiet, but we keep it in the heart. It keeps building up.
We've got some video calls, Uncle, mashallah. That's a beautiful thing you mentioned. Don't keep it in your heart. Let it go out. Chill out, I say. Gee, we've got some video calls.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
My name is Sadi and I like to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
My name is Muhammad Ali Akmal. I am from Glasgow, Scotland. I study at Madrasatul Madina. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allamahu." The most superior amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it to others. Please do dua for me, my family, and my stasab. Har sahabi ye nabi jannati jannati. Har sahabiyat bi jannati jannati.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. That is beautiful. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. That brings us to the end of the program. I hope you enjoyed this program and also learned a lot of things. Jazakallah khair, Uncle Tawfiq, for giving us that beautiful knowledge. May Allah Ta'ala increase your knowledge and mashallah your love towards the deen. Jazakallah for all of you guys. Sadly, it's the end of the program and we've got to believe in you. Please take care of yourself and I'll see you next week inshallah. I love Islam. Assalamu alaikum.
I love Islam. 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 I love Islam.